Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Next Chapter Podcasts presents the Play On podcast series, Othello, Episode 4, Give Me a Breathing Reason. For the best listening experience, be sure to use headphones or earbuds. And remember, beware of jealousy.
Look at your wife. Observe her well with Cassio.
You really think that is true?
She deceived her father by marrying you. And when she seemed to shake and fear your looks, she said she loved them most.
And so she did.
Why, there you have it. She's so young. That she can give out such a cajole that knotted her father's eyes up, he thought it was witchcraft. But I am now as much to blame. I humbly plead for your pardon, for I love you too much.
I am bound to you forever.
I see this news has dashed your spirits.
Not a bit, not a bit.
In faith, I fear it has. I hope you will understand that what I said comes only from my love, and I see you are affected. I pray you do not stretch my speech to larger issues or to further reach, make this not a suspicion.
I will not.
Should you do so, my lord, my speech will have a vile wind that my thoughts aimed not to see through. Cassio is my worthy friend, and my lord, I see your mood has moved.
No, 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 not much moved. I do not think Desdemona is anything but moral.
Long live she so, and long live you to think so.
But yet, how our natures can move away from themselves.
That's the point. If I can be frank with you, She, not to affect her other proposals for men of her own clime, complexion, and degree, strayed from her own organic tendencies. One can smell in such a strong, rank will, foul contradictions, unnatural thought, but pardon me, in no way am I speaking specifically of her, though I do fear her mind might recoil back to her better judgment. You might not compare with her countrymen, and she might regret.
Goodbye. Goodbye. If you see something, let me hear something. Tell your wife to observe my wife. Now leave off me, Iago.
My lord, I take my leave.
Why did I marry? This honest man, Iago, doubtless sees and knows more, much more than he divulges.
My lord, may I entreat you, plead you, to study this thing no farther, leave it all to time. Although it is fit that Cassio have his lieutenancy back, for he surely fills it with great talent, if you please. Hold it off a while. You by that waiting perceive him and his plan to place himself. Notice if your lady often asks for him with any sort of strong or passionate demanding. Much can be seen in that. In the meantime, think me too active in my suspicions, as I mightily suspect that I am, and hold her pure. I do beg you, Your Honor.
Fear not my self-government.
I once more take my leave.
That fellow is of exceeding honesty and knows all the variances with the learned spirit of the human condition. If I do prove her untamed, though her leash is my dear heartstring, I'll whistle her off and let her fly herself downwind to hunt on her own. Happily so, because I am black and do not have that delicate voice for conversation that gentlemen have, or because I am declined in age, yet not so much, so much. She's gone from me. I am cheated on, and my only relief must be to loathe her. Oh, the curse of marriage! That we can call these delicate creatures ours, but not their desires. I had rather be a toad and live in the moist air of a dungeon than hold only a mere corner of the heart I love, who yet loves others. This is the plague of great men. Privileged are they less than the weak and low. It's a fortune unavoidable, akin itself to a death. The curse of betrayal is cast upon us when we first are born. Look there. There she comes. If she's untrue, Evan is a fraud. I will not believe it.
How are you, my dear Othello? Your dinner and the generous people of Cyprus who you invited are waiting on your arrival.
I am to blame. Sorry.
Why do you speak so soft? Are you not feeling well?
I have a pain, an ache in my forehead here.
Truly. That from the job on the watch, it will go away soon. Let me wrap your head with my handkerchief. Within this hour, you will see yourself better.
Your handkerchief is too little. Let it alone. Come, I'll go inside with you.
I am glad I have found this handkerchief. This was her first gift from the general. My wayward husband has 100 times begged me to steal it. She so loves the token, for he implored her she should always keep it. Now she keeps it all the time about her to kiss and talk to. I'll copy the pattern and give it Iago. What he will do with it, heaven only knows. My one want is to please his fancy.
What's this? Why are you alone?
Do not scold me. I have a thing for you.
You have a thing for me? It is a common thing. To have a foolish wife.
Oh! Oh, is that all? What will you give me now for that same handkerchief?
What handkerchief?
What handkerchief? Why, the one the general first gave to my lady. That one you often begged for me to steal.
Have you stolen it?
No, faith. She let it drop in thoughtlessness, and advantageously I picked it up. Look, here it is.
Ha! A good girl!
Give it here.
What will you do with it that you have been so earnest to have me steal it?
Why? What is it to you?
If it is not for some important purpose, then give it back. My lady will run mad when she can't find it.
You admit nothing. I have use for it.
go. Leave me.
I will in Cassio's lodging lose this napkin and let him find it. Trifles light as air are to the jealous, evidence as strong as holy scripture. This just might do something. The fool already changes with my poison. Dangerous ideas are in their nature's poison, which at first are too subtle to detect, but with more and more absorbed into blood, burn through veins like hot lava.
What did with Cassio?
Didn't I say so? Look, there he comes. No narcotic, nor opium, nor all the drowsy syrups of the world will ever help him achieve that sweet deep sleep which he knew just yesterday.
Unfaithful!
What is this, General? No more of that.
Away! Be gone! Your words are torturing me. I swear it's better to be fully tricked than to glimpse the ghost of the game.
My lord, what is it?
What sense did I have while she was cheating on me? I saw it not. I thought it not. It harmed me not. I slept the night well, fed well, was carefree and happy. I never found Cassio's kisses on her lips. He who is robbed but does not desire what was stolen, let them not know it, and he's not robbed at all.
I'm sorry to hear this.
I would have been happy if all the general soldiers, the lowest rank and all, had tasted her sweet body and I had known nothing. Oh, now forever. Goodbye to my tranquil mind. Farewell, contentment. Farewell to the costumes, soldiers, and the big wars that make my ambition virtue. Oh, farewell! Farewell! Othello's life's work is now gone.
Is't possible, my lord?
Villain, be sure you can prove my love, be sure of it. Give me the visual proof, or by the worth of my eternal soul, you had better have been born a dog than answer my roused wrath.
Is it come to this?
Make me see it, or at the very least, so prove it that the proof has no hook and has no loop to hang a doubt on. If not, cry woe for your life.
My noble lord.
If you do slander her and torture me, stop all praying. Abandon all remorse. For on horror's head, horrors accumulate. Do the deeds that make heaven weep. Do the deeds that make all earth stand amazed. For nothing can add to your damnation more than your cast doubt.
Grace. Heaven forgive me. Are you a man? Have you, soul or sense? Monstrous world, take note, O world, to be direct and honest is not safe. I thank you for this lesson, and from now I'll love no friend, since love breeds such offense.
No, stay. You should always be honest.
I should be wise! For honesty's a fool and loses all he works for.
By the world, I think my wife is faithful, and I think she is not. I think you are true, and think you are not. I need some proof. Her name, which was as white as God's image, is not as dirty and black as my own face. If there exist in this world ropes or knives, poison or fire, or streams made for drowning, I will not endure this. Satisfaction, I need to know.
I see, sir, that you are eaten up with passion. I do regret I told anything to you. You want satisfaction?
Want? No, I will have it.
How? How will you be satisfied, my lord? Would you be the spectator, grossly staring at them? Would you watch her tup-topped?
death and damnation!
It would be a laborious endeavor, I think, to bring them to that event. Damn them, then. If living eyes ever do see them abed together, eyes other than their own. What now? How do we move? What shall I say? Where is the proof? It is impossible for you to see that. Even if they were randy as goats, or as hot as monkeys, as raunchy as wolves in heat, or as foolish as ignorant drunks. But still, I say, if implication and strong circumstance, which could lead you directly to the door of truth, will give you your satisfaction, that you can have?
Give me a breathing reason to believe she is disloyal.
I do not like the position. But since I have entered this cause much too far, prodded into it by foolish honesty and deep love, I will continue. Lately, I lay abed next to Cassio, and me being troubled by a raging tooth, I could not sleep. There are some kinds of men so loose of soul that in their sleeps mutter aloud all their affairs. Cassio is one some and such. In sleep, I heard him say, "Sweet Desdemona, let us be careful. Let us hide our loves." And then, sir, he would grab and wring my hand, crying out, "Sweet creature, do kiss me hard." And then he plucked the kisses from my lips, plucking from the roots, laid then his leg over my thigh and sighed and kissed and then cried, "Goddamn fate that gave you to the ape."
Monstrous! Monstrous!
No, this was just his dream.
A dream denotes a foregone conclusion.
This might could help to thicken other proofs that are themselves too flimsy.
I'll tear her all to pieces.
No, be wise yet, for we've seen nothing yet. She may be honest yet. But tell me this. Have you not sometimes seen a handkerchief dotted over with strawberries in your wife's hand?
I gave her one like that. It was my first gift.
I don't know about that, but such a handkerchief, I'm sure it was your wife's, did I today see Cassio wipe his beard with.
Oh, if it be one such and the same.
If it be such and the same, or any such that was hers, it speaks against her thickening other proofs.
Oh, that Cassio had 40,000 lives. One life's too small, too weak for my revenge. Now I do see it's true. Look here, Iago. Huh. All my love for her I'll blow into the air. It's gone. Arise, black vengeance, from your hollow hell. Give up, oh love, your crown and hearted throne to tyrannous hate.
Please remain calm.
Oh, blood, blood.
Patience, blood. I say. Your mind perhaps may change.
Never, Iago. Like to the Black Sea, whose icy current and compulsive course ne'er feels decreasing speed, but keeps due on towards bigger bodies of water, even so my bloody thoughts, with violent pace, shall ne'er look back, ne'er ebb to humble love, till my capable and wide revenge swallow them up. Now, by enduring heaven, set with the reverence of a most sacred vow, I here activate my words.
Do not rise yet. Witness, you ever-burning stars above, you elements that push us round and round. Witness that Iago has given up the execution of his wit, hands, heart to wronged Othello's service. Let him command to obey will be my sacred vow, no matter if blood must run.
I take your love, not with vain thanks, but with generous acceptance. And this very instant I will test it. Within these 3 days, let me hear you say that Cassio's not alive.
My friend is then dead. It's done at your request. But let her live.
Damn her, lewd whore! Oh, damn her! Damn her! Come, go away with me. I'll go inside to find a quick way to ensure the death of the fair devil. Now you are my lieutenant.
I'm your man. Forever.
Hi, this is Sally Kate Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Do you know, girl, where Lieutenant Cassio lies?
I would never say he lies anywhere.
What? Why?
He's a soldier, and for me to say a soldier lies, court's stabbing.
Oh good grief. Where does he sleep?
To tell you where he sleeps is to tell you where I lie.
Can any sense be made of you?
I know not where he sleeps. And for me to devise a lodging and say he lies here, he lies there, were to place a lie in my own throat.
Bid him come here.
To do this is within the scope of man's ability, and therefore I will attempt the doing of it.
Where did I put that handkerchief, Amelia?
I don't know, madam.
Believe me, I would have rather lost my purse full of gold cross coins, knowing that my noble love is true of mind and never prone to baseness that jealous creatures are. He is not prone to suspicious thinking.
Is he not jealous?
Woo! Othello! I think the sun where he was born drew all such spirits from him.
Look, here he comes.
I will not leave him now until Cassio be called to his side. How is it with you, my lord?
Very well, my good lady. How difficult to pretend. How do you do, Desdemona?
Well, my good lord.
Give me your hand. This hand is moist, my lady.
Why? Because it has not yet known age or sorrow.
This argues both fertility and a free, generous heart. Hot. Hot and moist. This hand of yours requires an isolation from freedom, fasting and prayer, much religious discipline, devotion. For it's a young, sweating, devilish hand here that easily rebels. It's a good hand. A free one.
Yes, you can indeed say that, for it was that hand that gave you my heart.
A free, free hand.
I cannot speak anything of that. Come now, you made me a promise.
What promise, dear?
I have sent for Cassio to come speak with you.
I rain tears and fluid leaks from my nose and eyes. Lend me your handkerchief.
Here, my lord.
No, the one I gave you.
I do not have it on me.
No?
No, in faith, I do not, my lord.
Problem. That handkerchief was given my mother by an Egyptian. She was a sorceress and could almost read the thoughts of people. She told her if she kept it, it'd make her enticing and subdue my father entirely to her love. But if she lost it, or make a gift of it, my father's eye would loathe her, and his spirit should hunt about after new delights. She, dying, gave it to me, and bid me, when my fate would see me wived, to give it to her. I did so, and so take care. May it be cherished like your precious eyes. To lose or give it away was such massive sin as nothing else could match.
Is it possible?
It's true. There is magic inside its fabric. A sorceress that had lived in the world 200 revolutions round the sun, in her prophetic fury sewed the work. Was holy worms that bred that napkin silk.
In faith, is that really true?
Most true. Most true. True. Therefore, keep it safe.
Oh, then would to God above that I had never seen it.
Huh? Why this?
Why do you speak so suddenly and so rash?
Is it lost? Is it gone? Speak. Is it missing?
Heaven bless us.
Say what?
It is not lost, but what if it were?
How?
I say it is not lost.
Bring it to me.
Why, I could, but I will not now. This is a trick to put me from my original cause. I beg you, let Cassio be received by you again.
Fetch me the handkerchief. My mind doubts. Doubts.
Come, come. You'll never meet a more capable man.
The handkerchief.
I beg, talk to me of Cassio.
The handkerchief.
A man that all this time has found his treasure in your love. Shared dangers with
the
you.
The handkerchief!
In faith, the way you are behaving.
Christ! What?
That man not jealous?
I have never seen this before. Surely there is some magic in the handkerchief. I am most unhappy in the loss of it.
It's not a year or two shows us the man. They are all but stomachs, and we all but food. They eat us hungrily, and when they are full, they belch us. Look there, Cassio and my husband.
Advocates on my behalf. Are you listening? There is no other way. She must do it. And look, the happiness. Go and appeal to her.
How are you, good Cassio? What is the news with you?
Madam, my former plea. I do implore you that with your virtuous help I may again exist and be a member of his love. I cannot be delayed.
Oh, my most sweet, sweet, sweet Cassio. My lord is not my lord. You must be patient a while.
Is my lord angry?
Oh, well,
he just left from here, and he was certainly in a strange mood.
Can he be angry? It's a short-lived temper. I will go meet him. It's an important thing if he is angry.
I pray you do so. Surely it's a matter of state, either from Venice or some unhatched plan made plain here in Cyprus to him has muddied his clean spirit. And in such cases, men's natures wrestle with small things, though great matters are their real concern. It's the way of it. No. We must not think our men are gods, nor from them seek for such doting as was on the marriage day. Curses, Amelia. I was inexpert warrior that I am, judging and condemning him unkind with my soul. But now I find I had lied on him and he is blamed falsely.
Heaven pray that's true. State matters, I do hope, and no suspicious nor no jealous thoughts concerning you.
Pity the day, I never gave him such cause.
But jealous souls will not be answered so. They are not ever jealous for the cause, but jealous for their jealous. It is a monster begot upon itself, born on itself.
Oh, heaven keep that monster from Othello's mind.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificet eter nomen tuum, et veniat regnum tuum. Fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra.
The podcast series Othello was written by William Shakespeare and translated into modern English verse by Mfaniso Udafia. Radio play by Catherine Eaton, directed by Victor Milana Maog. The cast is as follows: Jeremy Tardy as Othello, Barrett O'Brien as Iago, Kaylee Carter as Desdemona, Paul Jun as Rodrigo, Francesca Fernandez as Amelia, Tommy Schreider as Cassio, Lakeisha May as Bianca, Christopher Gurr as Brabantio and Lodovico, Rachel Crowell as Montano, Natalie Hegg as Duke, Clown, and Graciano. Casting by the Telsey Office, Karen Castle, CSA. Voice and text coach, Julie Foe. Cultural consultant and dramaturg, Martine Key Green Rogers. Original music, mix, and sound design by Lindsay Jones. Sound engineering by Sadaharu Yagi. Mix engineer and dialogue editor, Larry Walsh. Podcast mastering by Greg Cortez at New Monkey Studio. Coordinating producer, Transcend Streaming, Kira Bowie and Liana Keys. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. The Managing Director of Business Operations and Partnerships at Next Chapter Podcasts is Sally Cade Holmes. And with very special thanks to Michael Christopher Turner and the Performing Arts Department of Northwestern University. The Play On podcast series Othello is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit ncpodcast.com for more about the Play On podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Subscribe to Play On Premium on Apollo Plus for ad-free episodes and join our Patreon for exclusive merchandise and early commercial-free releases. Go to playonpodcast.com for our bonus content, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And remember, beware of jealousy.
Thank you.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Next Chapter Podcasts.